Welcome back, family. I am Tracy, and we are going to be discussing a topic. After we had a break last week, we were able to just slide away for a few days and go on spring break. And we had such a great time on the beach, on the sand, and enjoying each other's company. And so every year we are just in a season of just wanting to get away, but not knowing if we can get away. And so I always start praying for vacations in January to make sure that he's okay with me going and where he wants us to go. If he wants us to stay home, we stay home. If he allows us to go, we go. And so I want to talk about a topic that I seen on a billboard actually coming home from the airport. And it said, love God, repent. And I was like, how is that gonna bring anybody to Jesus? Like, what does that have to do with, like that is not going to make someone be like, oh my gosh, like, I should repent. Like, that doesn't make no sense. And so I'm gonna title this episode as How to Be the Light Without Being Annoying. And so in this week, we're gonna be talking about how to be the light for Jesus without being pushy, preachy, or just plain awkward. It's time to let your faith shine in everyday life, whether at school, gym, or the work, Target runs, you name it. You don't need a Bible megaphone, just a willing heart and a little boldness. And so, hey, friends, welcome back to Fostering Faith. I'm so glad that you tuned in this week as we took last week off. My name is Tracy. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about scripture, soul searching, and straight up laughter, because talking about something that can make us all feel a little weird. And so how to be the light for Jesus without being annoying. You said it. I said it. You know exactly what I'm talking about. The moment when someone starts talking about Jesus, but you're doing it in a way that makes everyone want to hide behind the produce section at Kroger. Now, let's not get me wrong. We are called to share the gospel. Jesus said, Matthew 5:14 says, be the light of the world, a town built on a hill that cannot be hidden. But here's the thing. The light doesn't mean blinding people with high beams. Okay. So let's get real. Have you ever been on the receiving end of, hey, do you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior? While you're trying to grab some almond milk, it's uncomfortable. And sometimes it feels very pushy and performative. And that's not what Jesus modeled. He met people where they were. He asked questions. He listened. He ate with people. He saw them. And that is where we need to begin. We need to build a relationship with people. We need to meet them where they're at, their well, their boat, their wherever they're at. We don't need to shove Jesus down anyone's throat. It's not going to do anything. And so by just being who God has created you to be, and he will allow situations to happen for you to give people the good news. And so here's a permission slip to be normal, spiritually filled, and yet relatable. Being the light doesn't mean carrying a megaphone. It means living in the way that makes people say, hey, there's something about her. There's something about him that's just different. And a lot of times I get told that I don't have what is inside of you. I don't have that. It's because I don't know Christ. See, they don't know the calm. They don't know the peace. They don't know the guy that I get to lay my worries down. And they don't know the guy that fights my battles for me. They don't know the guy that saved me from all of my stupid mistakes. They don't know the people. They don't know Jesus the way that I do. But they can see that I am set apart. They can see that I have calm. They can see that I have, like, how are you so calm during this storm? Like, how are you so, like, why are you? It's because I have Jesus. It's when the coworker is stressed out and you say, hey, can I pray for you? It's when the friend is overwhelmed and you say, you don't have to carry that alone. It's being kind when no one else is. It's tipping well. It's not cutting people off in traffic with a bumper sticker saying, Jesus loves you. It's not about that. It's about living your life like he did and meeting people like he did and remembering the kindness and the goodness that he has done for you, that we get to do it to other people because we have this almighty God and he allows us to live another day after we've screwed up. And so we get to extend that grace and mercy to other people. And we have 1 Peter 3:15, which says, always be prepared to give an answer to anyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect. Gentleness and respect, not guilt trips and not judgment. I am not here to judge no one. And I think that is a favorite pastime, is that sinners like to judge other sinners. And what you've done, what I've done, what Joe did, what Beth did, what whatever your name is, you're no different than me. You're no better than me. You're no worser than me. And worser, I know, is not a word, but it's fine. And the judge will come in front of all of us, and every knee will bow, every ear will hear. And he's the one that's going to judge. That's not my job. That's above my pay grade. I'm here to love you and walk with you through this and know that I am imperfect and I'm not trying to be perfect. And we can do this life together. We can live boldly and lovingly. Jesus never sacrificed truth, but he never bulldozed hearts either. And so have you ever seen or witnessed to somebody and you were like, hey, you look tired, like spiritually tired. And they looked at you like you had spinach in your teeth and just walked away. And you're like, okay, lesson learned. Let the Holy Spirit lead you in conversation and not a caffeine crash. And so allowing the Holy Spirit to let you know when to approach somebody, allow him to open the door to have their heart ready to receive the word of God. And it's about allowing people to get to know you first so you have street credit. And so what are some ways that practically can fit in anyone's life? Okay, one, live it first. People listen more to what you do than what you say. And so I call it street credit. And so whenever you live out something first and then approach somebody, they'll listen to you more because you know what you're talking about. Because you were in that storm and God walked you through it. And so don't preach to somebody if you don't know what you're talking about. If you've not walked through it, they can hear you, but they're not going to listen. Because you don't know what it's like. And build a relationship. Most people need connection before they'll open up in conversation. And so it's just so many times in clinic, we are allowed the opportunity to be in front of an atheist, to be in front of a Wiccan, to be in front of all sorts of different beliefs. And we are kind. We are patient and we treat them just like we would treat a fellow believer. And they know that I am God-centered and Jesus-centered and I don't push religion on anybody, but I love them and they get to see me act and how I speak and how I act on the outside, in the office, outside the office, on social media. And it's about integrity. It's about they get to see me and they're like, man, like, how come you don't like do this or do that or whatever? And we just have different standards. And so allowing those people to have a connection with you so their heart is ready to receive that seed that you get to plant. And three, let the Holy Spirit guide you. Ask him, Lord, what do you want me to say? I just want to say the exact right words that they know that it's from you. There are so many times that I've been in conversation with someone and they're like, how did you know that? Like, no one else knew that. Or they'll be like praying for something, or they'll be thinking something, and the Holy Spirit will lead. And it is such a beautiful moment because they know that I am connected to the guy that has the answers. And they're like, man, but this could be real. This could be like a real thing. Like, how did you know that? Like, how did you know that's what I was feeling? How did you know that I had that conversation? Bro, I did not know. I did not know that, but he did. He did. And I have fully surrendered my life. Everything that I've have, that it is his. Use it. Use it to grow your kingdom. And share your story, not a sermon. People argue theology, but they cannot argue your testimony. Time and time again, there's going to be so many people that argue that it's just a book. It was made up. It's, you know, over so many years on so many different continents and all those other things and da 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 da. And, but they can't take away your testimony. They can't take away how he saved you. They can't take away how you used to be and how you are now. They can't take away the feeling that you have whenever you're in the presence of the Almighty God. They can't take away the moment that you realize that you were a sinner and you were lost and you had a Savior that loved you and how it made you feel to surrender your life. Like, they can't take that from you. Keep it short, keep it sweet, and keep it sincere. People know when you're faking it. People know whenever you are trying to be haughty and like overzealous and like all these like fancy things. Keep it short, keep it sweet, keep it to the point. Everyone that knows me, I don't beat around the bush. I go straight to the point and it's the truth and that's what it is. I don't have what else to say. And in scripture it says, keep your answer short. Yes, no. And you don't have to elaborate. He is doing the work behind the scenes. You don't have to be fancy. And places that you can shine without preaching a word. Work, school, the grocery store, and on social media. And so at work, be that one who doesn't gossip, who encourages and stays calm under pressure. And so I don't go to lunchroom. I don't gossip. I do work out in my office or at the gym. I go for a walk. I'm the hole that people come down to. I'm the office that they come down and read scriptures on my wall, and it's encouraging. And whenever we're faced with something, we talk about it. We don't get all in an uproar. At school, if you're at school, stand up for someone. Invite someone in. Or offer a kind word when others are tearing them down. That person that sits by themselves at lunch, that person that may not have the coolest outfit or the brand new sneakers or whatever, be kind. That word that you say to them really can save their life. Because what happens if they are really just, no one is for them, everyone's against them, they don't have anybody at home, and they're sitting there by themselves, and you as a follower, you know, Christian, and you are a follower of Jesus, and you have attracted a lot of friends, but they don't know Jesus. And so what happens if you would sit down at their well? What happens if you would sit down on their, at their fishing boat, just like Jesus did? Because that's our job. And he sees that. He sees you being kind. And it says in scripture too, those that fed the poor fed me. Those that offered water to the needy, you gave me water. And so we are not serving people. We are serving God. What about the grocery store? Yes, even there. Thank the cashier. Smile. You'd be surprised of how powerful that is. And so many times we are able to bless people that we are behind. But I also pray, let me be a blessing today. Let me see where I can be a blessing at, whether that's paying for someone's food. There was a woman at a store, and I've seen her there several times, and she always had this kind of grimace and grouchy, kind of context to her. And I was able to be behind her one day, and she had forgot her debit card and she only had enough cash. And I said, and she was like, you know, and she was trying to put food back or whatever. And I said, absolutely not. I got it. And she, that her frown and just kind of grimace, like totally like softened. She had a smile and she was like, that is so kind. I said, absolutely. God blessings. I said, you were an actual prayer, an answer to my prayer today. I pray that I get to bless somebody today and put someone in front of me. So thank you for being an answer to my prayer. On social media, be the light and not drama. Be encouraging, share hope, and not just scripture, but kindness. And so as you may have seen, social media, I've prayed online every day, whether I'm in the ER with my dad or whether I'm in a different country, whether I am at home, outside, I pray every morning on social media. If he has given me breath, then I will pray. And it's about, we don't post drama. We don't comment on things. We shed the light. We're encouraging. And we share the hope that the things that he has walked us through and our testimonies that he has done for us, and just to give him the glory and no one else. You're not responsible for the outcome, only obedience. And so 1 Corinthians 3:16, it says, I planted the seed, apostles watered it, but God has been making it grow. So don't be discouraged if someone doesn't respond the way that you hoped. It doesn't mean that you failed. It just means that you planted something that God will grow later. At the perfect time, there has been so many times that I have planted a seed, the person got mad and left. But to come back years later and that little seed flourished. Because God's job is to do the tilling. He's the farmer, we are the planters, and he's the grower. And so it is not your role to change someone's heart. Your job is just to plant seeds. Your job is just to be kind and plant that seed. Your job is to see the hope, plant that seed. Your job is to have kindness and plant that seed. It is not your job to water it, grow it, put the sunshine on it, put the fertilizer on it. That's not your job. Your job is to plant the little mustard seeds and let the creator of the universe grow that seed. And at the end of the day, the biggest impact that we can have is love. Of how we love others. John 13:35 says, by this, everyone will know that you are my disciple if you love one another. So love big, shine bright, and don't be weird. Unless the Holy Spirit tells you to be weird, and then obey. Otherwise, you can be friendly, faithful, and full of joy. And so your challenge this week, I challenge you, ask God for one opportunity to be the light naturally, not forcefully, not spotlighty, not flood lamp, just a natural glow. Look for that one person that you can encourage, pray for, or simply just show kindness to. And if the Holy Spirit nudges you to speak, go for it. But if he nudges you just to be present and love well, that's powerful too. And to obey. So, friends, that's it for today. And remember, it isn't about being perfect. It's about being present. It's about being intentional, to be Spirit-led, and to shine so brightly with the love of Jesus that people can't help but be curious about the light in you. I want to thank you for listening to Fostering Faith. Don't forget to subscribe, share with a friend who's trying to figure out how to talk about Jesus without getting weird. And come back next week. We'll have more faith-filled fun and fire on the way. And until then, I would love to pray for you. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this time. Thank you so much for our light that is inside of us. Thank you so much that you have loved us big and so we can love others. Thank you so much for the words that you are going to give us whenever we're in that situation to say something that is going to be meaningful and impactful, short and sweet this week. Thank you that you have given us the opportunity to be a blessing to somebody. Thank you that you use us. I pray that the listeners surrender their lives and they can be used fully by you, because there is no better job than to be used by you to grow heaven. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And so, until next time, shine bright, love big, and don't be annoying. Have a great week. Love you guys.